on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 21st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How are you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. Hey, everybody. You know, I'm good. I heard on the episode last night, the podcast episode, you guys were like, will it be a long or a short update? And you're like, I don't know. Sometimes Maggie has a lot to say, and I am sorry to disappoint everyone. Little to nothing to say. Like, I got out with Taryn. I was like, I have two notes. I don't know what else to say. So, you know, maybe me and Taryn can just chat about Big Brother overarching. I like, you know, generalized Big Brother overarching stuff and tie it back, but it's probably going to be.
You mean you don't have like a big, like theatrical. Like
I don't, I'm not sure that this is the right crowd for that or that reference. Like, I'm not sure that us, the RHAP listeners here and in the chat are wanting that out of us today.
All right. Okay. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. And it was day 26 in the house. And really, you don't want to know everything that happened in the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds because most of it was solitaire as per usual. But
hilarious. Oh, sorry. Just hilarious. I haven't gotten the chance to talk about this. Carson's exit interview where he's like, what's going on with the solitaire? It's like a horror movie. I love it. It's Carson, 10 out of 10. Love the guy. There's a reason that Emmy winning is in front of his name because that personality is worth an Emmy.
There you go. Well, we started the day with Todd and Lamar fighting about snoring. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Todd is he's pretty defensive about the snoring. He's not happy when people call him out for it.
Okay, so are you the type of person who's like deeply bothered by snoring, or can you sleep through most things?
You know, I don't have a ton of experience sleeping with snoring people, so
you never had to sleep in a hotel room with like your dad or brother snoring.
Happened once. So I was in a hotel room with my dad, and he was snoring, and it was terrible. I remember near tears in the bathroom, huddled up on the floor.
Literally tears. Oh, wait. Thank God you said that because I was like, oh, yes, I've woken up in the middle of the night, like trying to chuck a pillow across to my father to wake him up and stir him so he'll flip over, like literally being so frustrated. And this is like, I'm sorry to break it to you, Taryn. We should never go on Survivor. If we can't handle some snoring at night, if like that is enough.
I was a child at the time. I don't know if I'd handle it better now. I don't know.
I do not handle it better. Let me tell you. I recently was with my family at a wedding and my dad was snoring and he listened to like ambient train music as he fell asleep. And so there was like train whistles going off. And I was like, this is torturous.
I will say I had an MRI recently and I did manage to fall asleep in the MRI and it was pretty loud. So I feel like, I don't know.
Okay. But the thing is, white noise is different than something like snoring because
well,
snoring
it was like,
is unpredictable.
Rah, rah. Or as Lamar would put it, rah, rah, rah. That's what it sounded like in the MRI.
But was it like constant the same or was it like
it would change. It was like I would go
here we go. We get our show, guys. We get what Tara was looking for me. He provided it for us.
There we go.
I should have known we would find something to talk about.
So Todrick, as we know, he's the HOH. He nominated Todd and Lamar. The TODD.
The TODD is going to stay.
It's going to stay because he won the veto. But Todrick had a plan. And the plan is to convince the TODD to not stay, to not use the veto, so that Cynthia wouldn't have to suffer going up on the block and all of that. So he's got that plan in place. He's going to enact the plan today, and we'll see how it goes. But first, he needs to talk to Cynthia to make sure that she doesn't ruin the plan by saying, oh, no, I don't mind going on the block, Todd. Don't worry about it. So he talks to Cynthia, and Cynthia's like, well, look, I want to know what the plan is. And Todrick says, OK, well, don't worry. You're not going home no matter what. You will only go on the block if Todd uses the veto. So don't even pack your bags unless it's a double eviction, because there's no chance you're going to go. But here's what the plan is, Cynthia. And she says, well, before you tell me that, I just wanted to tell you that I am promising that I'm going to give you my vote at the end, no matter what. I'm never going to go back on that. You will have my vote in the final two for sure.
For sure, unless she has time to leave and chat with Carson and go on social media. I'm not so sure about that.
I don't think she's going to leave until the very end. And, you know, I think this question was asked to me yesterday, like, do I think that there will be enough time for, say, Carson to get to Cynthia to get her to not vote for Todrick? I actually feel like the answer to that might be no at this point.
Yeah.
I think that, he might try to talk to her like on the bench, so to speak, and be like, hey, Todrick actually did some stuff. And I think she'll be like, I know he did some stuff, but I still want to vote for him. I hate cancel culture. And so I'm going to vote for Todrick.
Yeah. And I think also that like Carson is not Shannon Elizabeth. In the way that Carson's going to come in and be like, do not vote for him. Carson will be like, it was a little worse than we thought, Cynthia. You know, like that's the way that it's going to go.
That's exactly.
And so she'll be like, whatever. Okay, fine. I'll still vote for Todrick. So if she's, I do think that if Cynthia's in the final three, Todrick will get her vote. So he might not lose 8-0.
Yeah, it'll probably be more like Shayna and Teddy will be like at Cynthia, and Cynthia will be like, Shayna, what are you doing? And then Carson will be in the background like, yep. But I don't know I don't think it's going to be enough.
That's so true, Taryn. He will. He'll be like, listen to them. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
So Todrick has Cynthia's vote. He says that he wanted to talk through what might happen at the final four. He says that there are a couple of scenarios where Cynthia ends up as the sole vote to evict between him and maybe Misha. So say Todd wins the HOH at final four, and then he also wins the veto and he keeps Cynthia off the block. Then Cynthia would choose between Todrick and Misha who she wanted to evict. And he would hope that he has her vote to stay in that case. And she said, yes. Basically, like, if you keep me this week, I will look at that as an extension of our deal. And of course, I would vote to keep you, Todrick. And he also mentioned, like, if Misha was the HOH, you know, theoretically, like, she could win the veto. There are some things that could happen. But she basically promised she would not evict him if she were to have the choice there at the final four. And that's, you know, good for Todrick. I don't think he can win the game. It doesn't really matter. And if anything, it's just kind of like ruining Misha's chance to win the game. But, he's got that promise.
That he does.
That he does.
On finale night.
So, unless Todd wins the veto. He says, about this veto, if Todd doesn't use the veto, you won't have to go up, which would obviously be ideal. She's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So I'm fine going up. It's like,
He's like, no, be more self-interested. But the problem is that's assuming that she's self-interested. Like the problem with a plan like this is that you've gotten your way this whole time because Cynthia is not self-interested. And then suddenly, like, you expect her to be self-interested, you know, like, it, I don't know.
It's just, well, I think it's like it takes a while to really believe somebody's not self-interested in Big Brother, where it's like time and time again, they're proving that they're not self-interested. And you're like, but surely, surely this time. Todd is going to go to Todd, or Todrick's going to go to Todd. And he says, look, Todd, I really don't want to have to stand up in front of Lamar and evict him. If you use the veto, Cynthia is going to have to go up on her birthday weekend. And I'm going to have to, and then you're going to vote for Todd, for Lamar to stay. Misha's going to vote for Cynthia to stay. And then I'm going to have to get up there and stand up in front of Lamar and send him out. I don't want to have to. Nobody's had to do that all season.
You know, Vanessa Rousseau did not evict a shoeless Austin in front of everybody at the Final Five for Todrick to be complaining about the epic television moment.
Yeah. He said, you know, Lamar, if he just gets voted out, he won't understand. But what he will understand is me standing up in front of him and telling him to leave.
That's a little true. Fair point, Todrick.
Yeah. And then let's say,
we have to walk her out.
The good news is Todrick was never going to get Lamar's vote, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Well, I mean, that's assuming that the rules are really thoroughly explained to him for how the voting works.
Karen, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't put that out there. We're not going to do that. We're going to, you know, understand that Lamar will be explained beforehand. If not, Lamar has not voted wrong once. He did not pull a Meta World piece.
It's true.
And vote wrong. So I'm not going to say that that is happening this time. We're just not going to put it out there.
All right. Todd says, okay, I hear you. If I were to do that, I would need a guarantee that it's not going to be me that goes. And Todrick said, they would never vote you out. They would never do that to you. Never. He's like, if you trick me, that'd be cold. That'd be pretty good. I'd have to think about that. And Todrick's like, we can get them right now. We can get some guarantees. We can make it happen, whatever you need. And Todd's like, I mean, for TV, don't I have to do it? Like, wouldn't it be weird if I didn't save myself? Yes. Todrick's like, no. If anything, it would be more entertaining. It'd be more of a twist if you didn't. People would be like, what? And Todd's like, I don't know. I'm too scared. I don't think I can do it. And he's like, and Todd's like, will you at least vote Lamar out so I don't have to stand up in front of him? One or the other. Don't use the veto or vote Lamar out. And he's like, no, you do it. You get him out. I'm going to vote for him to stay. And he's like, well, then will you not use the veto? No.
He said, this is not a bargain.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I would like. You can still evict him, but there's no bargaining here.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
He's like, I didn't dress up in a fat suit to win this veto. Oh boy. To not use Whoa. It.
Exactly. Do you think that Todrick knows who Marcellus is?
No.
Okay. Because he's the only one who I thought might. Because Todd, Misha, and Cynthia certainly do not know who Marcellus is. But do you think he knows who Jed is?
No. Okay. I mean, Brayden and Rohan were at his house. So maybe.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of people who didn't use the veto and then got evicted.
Yeah. I mean, he still like barely grasps like what happens at the Final Four. So I think we're all stretching. Right. So after Todd declines this offer, Todrick, he's like, Misha, I need to talk to you. Okay. Pulls Misha up into the HOH room. And Todrick says, look, Misha, I just wanted to say, I feel okay if I lose to you. I understand that people might not vote for me, but as long as I'm losing to you, I feel good about it. And you know, I would also feel good about losing to Cynthia. I don't want to reward Todd with a potential second place or a potential win. I don't want him anywhere near there.
Isn't it so funny, the language of like, I don't want to reward, like, I don't want to. And this is like, if you're going to go on Big Brother, I'm telling you, anyone listening, like, this is the language to avoid, like acting like you have the power to reward somebody. Like, avoid this language. Does never goes over well.
Yeah. He says, I think you can still beat Cynthia. So you should take Cynthia. If not me, then you should take Cynthia, not Todd. But he says, so who have you been thinking? Who would you rather sit next to if it wasn't me? And she said, well, I was thinking Todd. At least he's played the game, you know, right? So I was thinking maybe take him. But Todrick says, yeah, but, you know, I feel like Cynthia's a goddess, and I just think she would deserve it. And I just don't want Todd, you know, if somehow Lamar stayed this week and it was between Lamar and Todd in the final two, I would literally just quit. I couldn't even vote. No.
Okay.
he's a little upset that Todd didn't take the offer, I think.
Yeah. I mean, a little.
Yeah.
Is not going to reward him with a final four slot. Doesn't want to reward him with the final three.
That's about it.
Sounds right.
So heading into tonight, Todd, as of right now, will be using the veto. Now, Todrick said he's not going to give up on trying to convince Todd to not use the veto. But he also said that he couldn't vote Todd out if he did not use the veto. That if he didn't use the veto,
yeah,
he would enter the deal. But I don't know that I believe him. I feel like he might be saying that because he knows Todd's going to use the veto. And now it looks like he wasn't going to make it.
Oh, like playing the larger game of Big Brother overall. I see. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the first time him saying that is the first time that I've been like, oh, he realizes he's playing Celebrity Big Brother. Like, people can see this after. You know what I mean? Like you can't just like backstab the way that you can in regular Big Brother. Like,
It was prompted by Misha being like, oh, we've played such a clean game to this point. Like, we've said what we were going to do what we said we were going to do. And he's like, oh, yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, a clean game. Shayna says hi, and you know, Carson says hi.
He's really hoping that that Shayna will be apologizing after the season to him. So he's hoping that that's going to, you know, be all cleared up.
Sure. Yeah. I think there might be an apology that happens between Todrick and Shayna. I think it might not be the way that he thinks that it might go, but we'll see.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to give up. They may make another run at this, but it doesn't seem like Todd's going to give in, which means that tonight in the double eviction, Todd will use the veto on himself. Todrick will stand up and tell Lamar that he is evicted. He's got to go. No pancakes. Will they walk him out? Will they cry? I don't know. And then we'll have an HOH between Misha, Todd, and Cynthia. Now, if Misha wins, it doesn't really change too much. It just means that it will all come down to the veto. If Todd wins the veto, he evicts Todrick. If Todrick wins the veto, he evicts Todd. If Misha wins the veto, she leaves Todrick off the block. He evicts Todd. If Todd wins the HOH, then things are a little weirder, because if Todrick wins the veto or Misha wins the veto, they both evict Cynthia. And if Todd wins the veto, he leaves Cynthia off the block as the sole vote, and she probably evicts Misha at that point.
But then Todrick will have a vote for him, for sure.
He'll have two
then
votes.
At least get a vote, yeah.
Well, but then he's not going to take Todd to the final two, maybe, probably. So he'll probably still have one vote.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he'll have Cynthia with him, and he'll definitely get that vote from Misha.
Yeah.
That's good.
So this is a big HOH. There's really, in my eyes, three outcomes. Todrick leaving, Todd leaving, and Misha leaving. I don't think Cynthia leaves. Theoretically, of course, Cynthia could also win one of these competitions. If she were to win HOH, it doesn't really change anything in terms of the veto situation. Same thing. Todrick and Misha would both vote out Todd with the veto. Todd would vote out Todrick. And if Cynthia were to win, then who knows? She either leaves Todd off the block to get rid of Todrick, or maybe she leaves Todrick off the block, who will then get rid of Todd. Who knows? If Cynthia wins the veto, you have another spot where it's like she probably just votes out Misha, unless Misha is HOH, at which point she has to choose between Todd and Todrick. And I'm not entirely sure who she chooses between the two of them. I would assume she evicts Todrick still, but you never really know. Ultimately, it's another Monday where Todrick might leave. Who knows?
Yep. Yeah. This has been, I'm so sorry, everybody. I wish that I had more intelligent things to say, but it's very cut and dry at this point. It's a little sad. I'm looking forward to Big Brother Canada. That's coming really soon.
It is.
Karen has no time to sleep, except maybe you can sleep a little now. I mean, I know you're going to be on a podcast really late tomorrow night, but I guess since you're on West Coast time, it's different. And it's not like there's a lot happening. So it's
a pretty packed day today. And then tomorrow I have a little more time, but we still got the round table. And then,
yes.
And then the finale. But then Thursday.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Watch them literally drop the cast for Big Brother Canada Thursday.
Oh no, I think it's happening either Wednesday. It's probably Wednesday, but they might wait until Thursday just to wait until after the celebrity finale, but who knows?
Oh my gosh, RHAP impact. They wait until after the celebrity finale so that you guys are all ready to draft again.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be in their sights there.
Hey, you never know. Queen Arissa pays attention.
It's true. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Make sure you tune in tonight on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/TarrenArmstrong, /RHAP if you want to watch the recap, where I will be watching the double eviction live with all of you, watching the competitions go down. Should be exciting, you know. It's probably the last true bit of excitement from the season, where we will see what happens as the entire game is decided here, tonight in the double eviction. I will also be streaming, on Twitch, on my channel at 6 PM Eastern before the episode, for our, Daquan stream. It would mean a lot if you, all check that out. Hear some stories about, Daquan and what he meant to us. So make sure you tune in for that. You can of course find me on Twitter, YouTube, Post Show Recaps, Raised by Wolves, Taren Show, Instagram, you know, all those things. Maggie, what are you up to?
My gosh, you plugged Instagram?
I don't know. It feels like it fits when I say all the other things. Like when I say the names of the things, I don't think to say like whatever my name is on Instagram, like Taren_Armstrong or something. But when I say like YouTube, or Twitter, something. You know, I feel like I need to say Instagram, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know why.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at MLMorgan_. And you can find me and Jacob Jones on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City podcast. We record tonight about the season finale, which was last night. And then we have three reunion episodes. Definitely check them out. And also, I'll be coming back with Kirsten McInnes starting mid-March to recap the new season of Temptation Island. Are you excited, Taryn?
I'm tempted.
You're tempted?
Yeah.
You got to come on. Last time we didn't get you, but this time you got to come on. You got to watch a single episode.
All right.
Give us your thoughts.
See how much temptation. Oh, is this the one where there's couples that go and then, but there's tempted by other people?
Yeah. And you see if they cheat on each other. You see if they cheat on each other.
You just throw a bunch of single people into a couples? Yeah, or is it all couples?
No, it's couples. There are four couples. All the men go to a villa. All the women go to a villa. And at the men's villa, there's a bunch of single. Yeah, there's a bunch of single women there. It's like four men and like 25 single women. And then on the same thing. And then every week they go to something called a bonfire where the people get to sit and watch a little clip of their boyfriend or girlfriend interacting with the single. And sometimes it's like them just like taking a drink together. And sometimes it's them literally like sleeping with somebody else and they like watch it in front of everybody.
Do you win anything on this show?
Clout.
Okay. So the only people that go on the show are the people that are looking to cheat on their significant other.
You know, I know a girl who's going to be on the season. I know her personally. So this is going to be a big deal for me.
Oh boy.
You got to come on. You got to come on and recap. I feel like this is the right, you have the right vibe to come on as an outsider. I make my mother, no, for real. I make my mother watch it because like she's been married to my dad for almost 30 years and like, or for over 30 years. And she's like, she's like, what is happening here? It's fabulous. It's like the peak of the hot dummies on island.
All right. Well, we'll make it happen here. That's what we have for today and today's update. Only two more of these tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, and then, you know, Wednesday, and then the finale. Make sure you tune in tonight, as I said, for the watch party during the episode and then after the episode back here on RHAP for the recap with Jacob Jones and Claire from Big Brother 23. Should be a good time.
That is a great crew.
Right. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you later today.